Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a four-pack leading up to the Patriots and the Jets. We normally call it a Friday four-pack.
That's right.
But it ain't Friday. What are our questions here today, Billy?
Number one, if you could take any player off the Jets, put him on the Patriots, who would it be?
You want Garrett Wilson. I'm going Garrett Wilson. Yeah. I think there's a lot of nominees. I can get to him after you go with your answer, but I think it's definitely Garrett Wilson. I think he's a true number one receiver, very young, so he's like just getting into the prime of his career. I think he's going to be one of those guys that we talk about consistently as a top 10 wideout, which is a very competitive field now, but I think he is one of those. They have a lot of good options because they've drafted really well the last couple of years, but especially if we're talking about putting him on the Patriots, it's Garrett Wilson.
Okay. I'm not as bullish on Garrett Wilson as you are, that he's a top 10 receiver, et cetera. And I have not loved what I've seen outside of one drive so far through two games.
Drive.
Oh, the drive was phenomenal.
Whew.
I had the overs for Garrett Wilson in that game. In a related story. But I don't know if he's that good of a receiver, but he'd easily be the Patriots' best receiver.
Oh, and that's not even for debate.
I'd take him. I'd plug him in on this team. Assuming, since we agree on Garrett Wilson, who would your next pick be?
Sauce.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner.
Then?
Quinton Williams.
Oh, okay. I'd go Breece Hall, I think.
So I like Breece Hall, but I like Ramondre.
You don't think he's that much better than Ramondre?
No, and he might be better, but not by a ton, and because they're similar age, and you just signed Ramondre, too. So
look,
I'm good. I think...
You don't have Barmore right now? Quinton Williams makes sense.
Yeah, and then play them together if Barmore comes back. Like,
how far do you got to go to get to Rodgers?
Well, probably... So I think if Rodgers was on this Patriots team, I don't think they win a ton of games. Like, I got him down there, and I even like Rodgers more than you do. And then next year, I want to hand the thing off to Drake May. If not, already this year, I want to hand the thing off to Drake May. So, like, he doesn't make a lot of sense for this team for me. So, yeah, I would have to go a ways down there.
Who would you go with, Billy?
Alan Lazard. Kept it simple.
Oh, well, Lazard?
A little wide out.
That's a nut. Would Alan Lazard be the Patriots' best receiver?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now, yes.
Mike Williams, I guess, played a lot more last week.
Oh, yeah,
he was invisible week one. Big Mike Williams, best receiver on the Patriots?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if he was on the team and if he was, I don't even know. He's, like, never healthy, though, is his problem.
Who else? He'd be the best receiver on the team for two games?
Who else they have? Xavier?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's fine.
Xavier Gibson with a P? Would he be their best receiver? Okay. That's
what about was it Braylon Allen?
Oh, the backup running back.
The other back had two tugs last week.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Keep him out of the end zone tonight,
not
right,
bad.
Keith?
That's the plan. We got a big fantasy matchup. We're going to have to play defense against
Don't
that guy.
And keys.
I mean, I feel like if you're going against Braylon Allen, that's already a win, but maybe I'm wrong about
that. It could be, but you know, famous last words.
What's our second question, Billy?
Can the Jets win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes, they can. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to turn things around and catch a couple of breaks, but they can. We just went through all these guys. They have a really talented team, and if Rodgers can play 85% of what he was the last couple of years in Green Bay, I think they can win.
Yeah, I don't. They're still the Jets. And so, like, when it comes to their talent level, I do like their talent level. But I don't like their coach. I don't think Rodgers is as good as he used to be. I do think Wilson is a little overrated. I think their defense is banged up. And they're still the Jets. So, no, the Jets my whole lifetime. The Jets can't win anything. So, no, they cannot and they will not win the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers has struggled in the postseason.
Yep.
The Jets have been the Jets. Does that cancel each other out?
Two wrongs make a right.
Bang, Super Bowl.
You know what? I hadn't considered it that
way. Just something to kind of mull over.
Billy, break the tie.
Yeah. What do you think? Can they win the Super Bowl?
No.
All right.
Nice.
I like it. The Jets.
Good. Yeah.
They're going to jet themselves.
No, yeah. No reason to overthink it any more than that.
That's fine. All
right. What jersey, past or present, would you want the most?
I feel like we have the same answer. Go, though.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay. No, same team. I like Wayne Corbett.
Well, obviously, it's the same team.
No, the same. Question. I mean, literally, teammates. I'm sorry. The same era of the
Jets.
No,
I don't want Wayne Corbett. I want Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, I like Wayne Corbett.
Keyshawn hated Wayne Corbett.
Oh, they
get the ball too much.
That's why.
Get my face.
Why I want Wayne Corbett?
No, I like Keyshawn. I like the number two because he was doing it before everybody else. He was wearing number 19 as a wide receiver way before everybody else. Now, no receiver wears a number in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they made the change where you can wear like single digits, everybody was switching to like 11 or 13 or 19.
11's fast.
Keyshawn kind of started that trend. Yeah, 11 is fast.
Tyquan Thornton.
Julio Jones.
Tyquan Thornton can't play, but I wish, but he looks fast in that thing. Yeah.
So Jets is also a jersey I would probably just never wear just because it's the Jets. Like, uh-huh. No thanks. But Keyshawn, Darrell Revis isn't a bad one because he was nasty when he was there.
Brandon Marshall.
You could go Oh, that's right. Brandon Marshall. Yeah, you could go Brandon Marshall.
Eric Decker.
Curtis Martin.
Eric Decker. So I was going to say Curtis Martin would probably be my
other choice. That one stings, but it's also, not his fault.
But it's a little homage to the Patriots.
Tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap and homage. Yeah.
How far do you have to go to get to Ken O'Brien?
Far.
Ken O'Brien?
I'll go far. He didn't make Kuiper's list earlier today.
I'm surprised he didn't get a toss his name in there.
Where was Ken O'Brien on that?
Good Ken O'Brien teams. Not really.
Who do you want the jersey for, Billy?
Not great in the booth. Liked him on the field. Jonathan Vilma.
Oh, Vilma. Yeah, Vilma. On the field, Vilma.
Mm.
A buddy in college had Sean Ellis? Who was their D-end?
He had one of theirs. Well, that draft, the Sean Ellis draft, I believe was like, I think.
John Abraham?
Pennington, Abraham, Ellis, Anthony Becht. Were they all the same draft?
Well, in one of those.
There was one year where the Jets had like four first-round picks.
Yeah, one of them was from Belichick. One of them was from the Patriots. It was for Belichick. They gave up that pick.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Oh, was
Pennington.
Was it four first-round picks?
That seems high. No, I don't think Anthony Becht was that same year, was he? Then they also drafted Kyle Brady over Warren Sapp, and they almost melted down when they were doing the draft because they were in New York.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, there's some bad ones along the way.
Hang on. I'm efforting on the Jets and their draft history. I thought they had four first-round picks one year.
Go Antonio Cromartie.
That's well, a lot of... Then you could...
name his kids.
Have a list of all the children. There you go.
Oh, here's some coming in.
2000.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Keith.
Yeah.
Sean Ellis at 12.
Yep.
John Abraham, 13. Chad Pennington, 18. At 27, Anthony Becht.
Holy smokes. So Anthony Becht was that draft.
What
so
draft.
One of those was
Lavernius Coles in the third round?
Dude, Lavernius Coles, nice.
Player.
He played with Peter Warwick at Florida State. That was a good team.
Lavernius Coles, good.
Then you get thrown out of Florida State, maybe.
What a draft.
That's a good, they drafted well that year.
I could go for a Lavernius Coles jersey, actually, now that we're talking it out.
Anthony Becht, kind of a bust, though.
No, Beck didn't work out.
First round tight end. You got to be better than that, sir.
Yeah, no, that didn't work out one bit. Wayne Corbett, by the way, you're way shortchanging.
No, I just didn't really like him.
Now, let me tell you, the number's actually not that great for him.
I was like
overhyping him. Did man make a Pro Bowl? No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
1,000.
Goddamn Jets.
Thank you, sir.
1,000-yard season.
One 1,000-yard season? He never mentioned his name again.
He was their Edelman.
No, that's, yeah.
He was
Edelman had a 1,000-yard season, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't make a Pro Bowl.
No.
Huh. He's their Edelman. Jets Hall of Famer.
No, Edelman greater than Corbett.
Yeah, but they're close.
No, Corbett didn't even play in the playoffs. Edelman had like a million playoff moments.
It's not his fault.
Yes, it is.
Corbett played with Brady. He wouldn't play any playoff games.
Randy Moss out of the Jones to Keith Hall of Fame because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Now Wayne Corbett gets no blame for his run.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we're consistent.
He's a Jet. That's not his fault. All right, what's our
last
question?
He should have demanded a trade.
What is the first thing you think of when you hear New York Jets?
Butt fumble.
Oh, wow.
100% butt fumble. Nothing encapsulates a franchise more than that play.
Not to bring this show up for the second time, where were you when the butt fumble happened?
Oh, I was actually at my in-laws.
I was stuffed with turkey doing the Patriots.com postgame show.
Got it.
At Gillette Stadium. Not thrilled with my life.
I believe I was.
But that was an entertaining moment.
That was unreal.
Butt fumble.
What a moment in time. So, Mark Sanchez just right into the rear.
Could they get a hole 30 for 30 out of that?
Yeah.
a whole
episode?
At
least do a short. Remember they did the short on the fake A-Rod trade or the almost A-Rod trade?
You could do like a 10-minute short. Could you do a 30 for 30 on it?
I think so. You talk to a lot of the people involved. You talk to like witnesses. Talk to the announce team. You talk to Sanchez.
Where were you when?
A lot of where were yous.
Okay.
What was the after effect? Did you think about retiring?
Where were you when? You know, they asked Mark Sanchez. He's like, I was up a butt.
Yeah, that's what do you think
I was. Yeah, I was inside another man's
there
butt.
I was, minding my own business, trying to pick up a sneaky yard. Next thing I know, I get tackled by my own guard. I slipped on a banana peel and went face first into the rear end of my right guard.
I was going to say Fireman Ed, but I like your answer better.
Fireman Ed's just the
pathetic,
loser,
sad loser fan who, like, didn't he renounce the Jets at one point?
Yeah, but then he came crawling back.
Yeah, he's
like,
back.
Get out of here.
Fireman Ed's still the first thing I think of.
That's
with the loser Jets. What do you think of, Bill?
So butt fumble is obviously up there.
Yeah.
Drunk Namath is up there.
Oh, Drunk Namath.
Drunk Namath is one. And then there was one.
I was watching that live. I remember that. Was that in college, maybe? I remember being like, what is happening?
I want to say it was over Christmas break. I was home, but okay. I was a college student, I believe. But yeah, I want to say that was like right around winter break. I think I was back in Vermont for that. But okay. I remember that. That's a good one.
And the other one, I think, is this is random, and it was an injury. It was the Dennis Byrd injury.
Oh.
It was like one of the first things I remember about the Jets.
When
Dennis
was that?
Byrd was the defensive end that went in to tackle the quarterback and ended up breaking his neck.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's mobile.
Okay.
Or he became. But yeah, that's like one of the first memories I have of Jets football was that guy getting injured.
Huh.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I think the Susie Colbert Joe Namath thing was December of 2003.
Yeah,
so we might have been on break, but we were in college.
Yeah, I was home from Northeastern, but I was I remember where I was watching that.
I'm like, thanks, Joe. I was like, oh, my God, what am I watching?
Sounded like me last weekend, Joe. What are you doing?
So there you go. Does that work for you? There's no way that's going to work.
It's just funny. I just want to kiss you.
Okay, back to you guys.
It's an interesting place for your brain. I'm surprised he didn't go farther, quite frankly. It was more aggressive.
Broadway Joe.
He actually kept it together pretty well when you think about it.
You know what he wore under those fur coats?
Nothing.
Yeah,
just nothing. It's like a turtle shell down there.
Pantyhose? Wasn't he a pantyhose guy?
He may have been.
What does that mean? He wore them or he kept them?
I think he wore them as like an advertisement thing. Like, if these things can get over my manly legs without ripping, women are going to love them.
Like, oh, that's pretty cool, dude. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, he's a notorious pantyhose sniffer. That's what he is. Everybody knew that about Broadway Joe. For bank robbing. So there you go. It's a four-pack. On a Thursday.
Love it.
For Patriots and Jets tonight. on Prime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.